All along, congressmen and oil industry bigwigs have said the moratorium will be the death of the drilling business on the Gulf Coast. At least so far, the hysteria appears overblown. Only a handful of the tens of thousands of predicted job cuts have materialized. Drilling services companies in Texas say no, the moratorium hasn't hit their workforce, at least not yet.
Fortunately, Helix has not had to lay off or furlough any employees in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's Cameron Wallace, the investor relations manager for Helix Energy Solutions Group, which is based in Houston. They do underwater oil field services.
We are, however, having to look further afield in order to keep our assets working. Vessels that would typically work in the Gulf of Mexico are now looking for opportunities in places like Trinidad and Brazil, in order to keep the vessels working and the crews employed.
They're looking, but they haven't yet moved. In fact, only two of the 33 deepwater platforms in the Gulf of Mexico have moved in the 3 months since the moratorium took effect. For now, drilling companies are biding their time, using this pause in operations to do things like maintenance. But that doesn't mean that local economies that depend on drilling are untouched.
Well, I think the whole Houston region is seeing an impact, especially on the support services side.
Lance LaCour is the executive director of the Katy Economic Development Council just outside Houston. He says jobs that depend on drilling jobs, like caterers and machine tool shops, could be hit first if the moratorium continues.
For every oil rig worker, there's about four support jobs that go with that. So you could see like a 1-to-4 ratio situation happening if these rigs stay idle.
However, federal officials have said they're making progress in their revision of safety guidelines and inspections, and have hinted the moratorium could be lifted earlier than the original November 30th expiration date. Matt Largie, KUT News.